Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, trying something new here. Seeing how it sounds on the cell phone. We'll check that out. Getting ready to start. We have a special guest calling in today. Comedian Hector Luis. It's going to be a fun day. He's an actor, comedian, producer. He's everywhere at once. The amazing Hector Luis will be calling in. And another Puerto Rican friend of mine, as it turns out. But in honor of that, why don't we play a song about the island next over.
Senor, not so far from here, there's a very lively atmosphere. Everybody's going there this year. And there's a reason. The season never closes there. Love and music you'll find everywhere. People always having fun down there. So, come along. I'm on my way to Cuba. That's where I'm. Cuba, that's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing and where dark eyed stellas light their fellas, panatellas. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in Cuba.
Trying something new here, experimenting, and we're just going to keep the Latin theme going, I think, for the day. How about this one? A little Latin theme going with for Hector Luis.
I was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, went to and fro, and then I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. It all began with just one little dance, and then it ended up this big romance. Blame it on the bossa nova, that dance of love.
Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters, and we got Vicki Chats from BTR Radio, and a new listener, Daniel Michaels, and guest 312. Yes, Vicki, it was a nice little samba in honor of our upcoming guest, Hector Luis, who I wish he would email me what number he is calling from so I could pick up the phone. No, it's him. All right. What do we have here? Hopefully he's listening to that, and we'll do that. Who else is in the house? Betty Jo Tucker has every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's Movie Attic Headquarters at 4 p.m. Terrific show. And we have, what do we have here? Betty Jo this Tuesday. She's going to be, there's a lot to cover, but film critics Richard and James are there for her. In fall film preview, film critics Richard Jack Smith and James Colt Harrison will drop by Movie Attic Headquarters on August 21st to preview upcoming fall movies of 2012. Wow. All right, that's going to be a show not to miss. Richard was born in London and resides in South Wales. He writes film reviews for Real Talk Movie Reviews and the Link newsletter. Great. And he's got a book, Magical Movie Moments. Wow, I've got a lot in there. Okay. All right, Betty Jo Tucker. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Movie Attic Headquarters. And Vicki Chats, she's also in there. And my friend, I got to mention and do a shout-out to Dave Koenig, who is headlining a Catch a Rising Star at the Princeton Hyatt Oh, I've headlined there. That's a great room, Dave. You're going to do very well, I am sure. He's also got a new CD out. Go check it out. It's everywhere you can buy a CD, CD Baby. Go to DaveKoenig.com. It's called Your Face is Crooked. And if you want to know what that means, you're going to have to buy the CD to find out. Yes, you will. I'm not sure where my friend's calling in yet, so we're going to keep the Latin theme going right now with this fun-filled Lucy Arnaz song. And a one, and a two, and it's a slow build, everyone, so just hang in there. And Daniel Michael, my new listener, thank you for joining us.
Ale, 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 ale.
Ale, 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 ale.
Ale, ale, ale. La que llena copa de amor. Para vivir hay que luchar. Un corazón para ganar. Como caíme en un partido cruel. Tienes que pelear por una estrella. Contigo es con honor. La copa del amor. Para sobrevivir y luchar por ella. Luchar por ella. Luchar por ella.
Comedy Concepts. You're not listening to Nancy Lombardo's Comedy Concepts. Ho, 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 ho. Forget about it.
That was a promo by my friend Steve. Steve Mendoza. Thank you, Steve. I see the Uncle Steve show. When are you going to air it? So we can join into your chat room. We've got Vicki Chats from BTR Ready Radio and Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters in the house. And we're going to be having Hector Luis on soon. Hector Luis, he's a very special guy in comedy. More generous soul you can't find. This guy helps all these new comedians get up there, and some of the more professional ones. He mixes it up with his shows every week, and he's got a big show coming up. I'll let him tell you about it when he calls in, if he's listening. But meanwhile, why don't we listen to some of the Hector Luis comedy? Here we go. And it's coming up, Hector Luis. Let me see.
You celebrate your birthday, right?
Tony Montano, when you're standing there like
going for a fuck. I'm just saying. That's what he looks like. I look like Big Pussy, and I think he is Big Pussy. Hey, oh, it's my birthday. Oh, hey. Hey.
Come on, let me ask. Come on. See what you got. I want to laugh. Where you laugh?
Oh. Bro, you don't want to dangle with me.
Yeah.
All right. I'll steal your socks before taking off your shoes. That's all I'm saying.
That's great. Terrific, terrific. We're going to bring him on now. And now the one and only Hector Luis. And let's bring him into the switchboard. Hector?
What the hell is that guy yelling about?
They love you in the chat room, Hector.
Oh, really? They do?
Yeah,
oh yeah.
They said he's very funny. I have scars from the playground. We never cried. And but they like you. I love Hector Luis. I was telling them, I don't know if you heard the first part when I was beginning to talk about you, about being one of the most, an actor, comedian, producer, but one of the most generous producers in that you bring on so many new comedians that nobody else would give a chance, and you mix it up and you put on professionals too, so you produce really great shows. They put all the way from Greece. You have a fan in Greece who says, heck rules. Hector rules, she says.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Hey.
Vicky in Greece says Hector rules.
Yo, I went to high school out in Astoria, man. A lot of Greek kids there. I used to play soccer with the Greek kids. And they gave me a nickname. They used to yell out, Malaka, Malaka. It was awesome.
What does that mean?
That's just a joke for the kid in Greece.
Oh, okay. All right, Malaka, Malaka. And Hector is awesome. Hey, do you know Steve Mendoza?
Steve Mendoza. Actually, the name does ring a bell.
Well, he's a chef, and you've got other radio shows listening to you right now. The Uncle Steve show is listening to you, Steve Mendoza. And Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is listening, and Vicky Chats all the way from Greece. So let's see. Betty Jo is in Colorado, so she does celebrity interviews. Someday she's going to do Hector. Hector, tell us about, again, you're a great comedian, but you're also a very generous producer, and you produce so many great shows, and you've got one coming up. Tell us about it.
Well, actually, yeah, that's tonight. I'm bringing back the show that I used to do at New York Comedy Club called Salsa and Soul, where I give a lot of up-and-coming Latino. And, you know, the term urban really bothers me. You know, it's like supposed to be PC to use the term urban when you really mean black. And I just want to know when exactly, because urban means city. I live in the city, and I just see everybody walking around. I'm not just black people, but that's just me. But in comedy, you don't have a minor league. It's basically new comics, up-and-coming comics, and you also have professional comics. So I try to bring that into my shows, too. And you never know, you know, who you might be helping out in terms of the new comics and stuff. Because, you know, the great comics, they have to come from somewhere.
Yeah, and it's great, though. But you mix it up there, and you also do theme shows where really not that many people or venues do Latin shows anymore or mix it up that way, which is nice.
Yeah, well, it's just having fun and bringing it to, like, you know, to different audiences, you know.
And the New York Comedy Club, give the address.
Well, actually, it's at Broadway Comedy Club now.
Oh, you said New York before.
Yeah, no, we used
to
do it
at
New York Comedy Club.
Okay, that's what I thought. Uncle Steve's, the Uncle Steve show, Latino Shows Rock. Hey, Mendoza, why don't you go check out his show tonight and introduce yourself to him? He'd be a good one for your show to interview him, too.
Hey,
I'm talking
listen,
to a chat room at the same time.
Yeah, all he has to do is mention his name, and hey, crime don't pay. He gets in. but waving a hand over there, Steve. Yeah, it's over at Broadway Comedy Club. We decided
Broadway
to bring
Comedy
back,
Club on.
It's on 318 West 53rd Street between 8th and 9th Avenue.
And that's tonight at 10 p.m.
Yeah, tonight at 10 p.m.
At the Chicago City Limits. I got the post up. The Chicago City Limits Room, 318 West 53rd Street between 8th and 9th. There's a $10 cover at the door, a two-drink minimum.
only $5 cover with flyers. So go to what Facebook should they go to get the flyer?
They can go to HectorLuis.com. They can get the flyer there. They can print it out. Or yeah, you could even go through PayPal right there on HectorLuis.com. We try to keep up with the times and stuff.
Tonight?
Tonight we have, headlining is Seymour Swan. We also have Simeon Goodson. Simeon Goodson, he's been on NBC.
Oh, I remember Simeon.
The person. What's that?
Yeah, I remember Simeon. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Simeon Goodson, he's a really funny young man. Tino Romero, Negatino, he's going to be on there. Willie Sweets is going to be on there also. And hopefully soon Nancy Lombardo will be performing there, as it is a monthly. Wink, wink.
Oh, whenever. It's always a pleasure to. I actually met Hector Luis. It was one of those things where he happened to be, the comedy show I saw was up the block from me, so I walked in. Nicest guy, everyone. I'm telling everyone about you. Nicest guy. I went on and performed, and he was just like, he didn't know who I was, and he goes, come back anytime, and I've just been a fan of his ever since. Hector, now, I was reading on your resume, you're also an actor, you do voiceover work, a producer, and you also have your own radio show. Tell us about that.
Oh, Rat Dog Radio. We do it weekly on NetWave Radio. It's also on demand there, netwaveradio.com. Rat Dog Radio, it serves absolutely no social purpose whatsoever. It's my good friend Johnny Zito and I, we just a couple of comedians hanging out, drinking. We like to use the word drinking while we're doing our show. And we also like to play mashups and basically just speak our mind about different things. And, hopefully it comes out funny. A lot of people say it does, but, at least my mom says it's funny, so that's what matters to me.
No, it is funny. And if you go to Hector Luis Facebook, is it Hector Luis Facebook, that they can find you there?
Yeah, they can find me at Hector Luis. I'm on Facebook.
That's L-U-I-S for you non-Puerto Ricans. L-U-I-S.
That's right. That's right. You can blame my parents for that. Also, you can find Rat Dog Radio on Facebook also.
Rat Dog Radio on Facebook. So Betty Jo Tucker, Uncle Steve, Vicky, I want you to all go Facebook him after the show, okay? So you can keep up with all of his goings on because he's doing a lot. He used to be a boxer.
Oh, my God. You're going to bring that up?
Yeah. You got to see this guy because I'm telling you, if I had money just for fun, when I was performing, I would have him open for me, but greet everybody at the door in a suit and dark glasses. He is one big scary guy, but he's the sweetest guy.
Well, realize I wasn't a very good boxer. That's why I do comedy now, then, Nancy.
But so, I've seen you handle hecklers. It's pretty funny because you're kind and you're gentle. But like, if somebody's heckling or something, all you do is stand up and, like, wave your finger, no, 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 and they back off.
I wish that was true. No, 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 no. My scary days are long gone. I look pretty much like everybody's dad now.
Well, you said it. You get, like, Vincent Pastore a lot, right?
Oh, my God. You don't even want to know. Whenever I would walk in the city with a suit, yeah, especially a lot of foreigners, they're like, oh, big pussy, which is strange when you're walking with your parents, people just yelling big pussy at you. It's
hey,
a preference,
we have somebody, I know, but you do have a great look for an actor. I really hope you break out in that, too. You've got another listener now, get this, all the way in Amsterdam, Sinai's in the chat room.
Oh, Amsterdam, spark one up for me.
Did you hear that, Cyanide? Hey, Cyanide. You've got three radio shows. So, again, this is tonight, 10 p.m. at the Broadway Comedy Club. And make your reservations now. Steve Mendoza, you love Steve, if you can go see this guy's show, Mendoza, you're in the chat room, go see his show. You two will just hit it off. And also, Steve, I know you're looking to do some mics. He also has a lot of mics around town, Steve. So I want you to go and introduce yourself to this guy because you're going to want to be friends.
Hang on a second. Nancy, now, did you say that Steve does a cooking show?
He's a chef.
He's a chef.
He does have a cooking show.
Steve, I am a fat guy. You are a chef. We are a match made in heaven. Come on down. We'll get along. I'll buy you a drink. You can make me some crepe Suzette's. It'll be a party.
How did you know he has a cooking show?
Huh? I'm a fat guy. I smelled it out.
That is too funny. Okay, he goes, okay. He goes, me too. Yeah, I think you guys are going to be buddies. But I think it's great. How long have you been producing?
It's been about maybe, I've been producing the same open mic at four different venues now for like the past 12 years.
12 years?
Yeah, it's about 12 years.
And we must mention your lovely wife who is always there assisting you.
Actually, she'll be there tonight. Her name is Maritza. She, as you can see, her standards are very, very low. Just don't tell her. She's the love of my life. She helps me out of my mics and a lot of these shows. And she's just really supportive and helpful and stuff. And I don't know what the hell
I did. That is terrific. I love that she does that for you. That she goes there. Sometimes she brings donuts.
Yeah. You know, she's just awesome that way. But she has a fat husband, so her bringing him donuts is not a big stretch. Okay. That's Tuesday.
So let's talk about this Broadway show tonight at 10 p.m. at the Broadway Comedy Club on 53rd Street. Even if you Google Broadway, just say you want to see the Hector Luis's show. The name of the show is called?
Salsa and Soul Comedy.
Salsa and Soul Comedy. Are you going to have salsa there?
Yeah, we will have the music and stuff as the people are being seated. What I did was I play a lot of mashups on Rat Dog Radio, and what I did was I did mashups where I have Terror Squad rapping along to Gran Combo and 50 Cent going along with Hipeto Santa Rosa. You know, again, keeping it tradition of salsa and soul.
That's terrific, salsa and soul, yes. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters, she likes that, salsa and soul comedy. She's in Colorado. She's in Pueblo, Colorado. You've got an international room listening to you today, Hector.
Wow, I'm serious.
You've already got friend requests coming to you. Vicky just sent you a friend request. See?
Nice.
That's how international my show is. But it's great that you're doing this and your comedy. What's your most favorite place to perform?
My favorite place to perform? Actually, each place I like for different reasons. Usually the most awful places are my favorite places because that's the place where you really have to, like, you know, step it up to make it a normal show.
Perform in some, like, you know, iffy places sometimes, right?
Hey, listen, you know, I'll make a show anywhere. Somebody challenged me to do a show in this venue that nobody wanted to touch because it was so tiny. And I got to tell you, knock on wood, we've been doing a weekly there, Midtown, ever since. It's every Saturday. Robert, you
well,
like the way I'm working the plug,
what?
Right?
Yeah, Hector, yeah. Yes, plug everything. Plug everything. Go.
Yeah, every Saturday, right around the corner from the Empire State Building, a little place called Nelly's Filet. But I got to tell you, folks, it is comedy in your face. It's comedy in the round, and it's a wireless mic, and you sit in booths, and the comedians, we come to you.
Wow. And that's give the address. Is that also on your Facebook page so they can find that?
Yeah, that's. You can actually find that on my Facebook page. You'll also see it on HectorLuis.com on all my upcoming shows. In fact, you best off catch it on Facebook at HectorLuis.com. It's on 18 West, excuse me, East 33rd Street. Between Fifth Avenue and Madison. It's closer to Madison. It's right around the corner from what used to be the biggest building in New York. And, it's a really fun time. There's no drink minimums, you know. It's a free comedy show. I like it because comedians at first, they walk in, they look at it, they're like, you do a comedy show here? I'm like, yeah, but then once they do it, it's like they really get into it, you know, because it's a rare and different experience. With me, I just love interacting with people.
Yeah, it's great. Well, great for crowd work. That's definitely, though, great for crowd work, doing that. And you have more shows. Where are the other shows located?
Well, I do two open mics at Lucky Jack's on Orchard Street between Delancey and Rivington. That's Tuesdays and Fridays at 6. If you ever want to try comedy, come on down. Okay, it's downstairs. It looks like a nice little creepy basement. It looks like a basement I would love to be tied up in.
What time are the shows?
6 p.m. And I also do a month.
Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Tuesday and Friday at Lucky
Jack's. Tuesday and Friday.
Yeah.
And then I do a
monthly every third Thursday in Secaucus, New Jersey. It's at the place called the Blue Room Lounge. It's on 201 Secaucus Road. That's in Secaucus, New Jersey. A place called the Blue Room Lounge. It's right next to a strip club called AJ's, which I've never gone into. I promise you, honey, if you're listening. okay. And it's a fun time. That one is comedy with live music. We'll have a rock band and we'll have a couple of comics. This month we have an urban show. Again, a black comedy show. If you get upset, sorry, you're right to me.
Is that what you call it, urban?
the term urban really bothers me. I have to have an urban comedy summit. We're going to have to discuss this.
Well, you know what they call us in film, if you're like me, Spanish, Italian, look Jewish, your neighborhood.
Yeah, no, because basically we could pretty much play anybody because we're like the chicken of the human race. I could be Arab, we could be Cuban, we could be Italian, we could...
Hey, you've got another radio show listening to you. Wow. You got a lot of radio shows listening to you today. You got George Bettinger in the house. Do you know comedian George Bettinger? He does voices. He's the red M&M. He's got the George Bettinger show, The Mom and Pop Shop, every day at 4 p.m. on HotMix106.com, every day at 4 p.m. George Bettinger's in the house.
That's nice. He plays the red M&M?
That's the voice of the red M&M. That's George Bettinger.
Wow. I have eaten him on millions of occasions.
Did you hear that, George?
That doesn't sound good at all.
Hey, Uncle Steve show wants to know, do you have anything else in Jersey? He's moving to Metuchen in October.
Oh, well, actually, we do have a couple of shows coming up. Then I really can't discuss it until it's finalized, but we do have like about 4 shows coming up within the next couple of months in different parts of Jersey and in Delaware.
All right, well, the Uncle Steve show, you should Facebook him and find out. Is someone trying to call into the show? Because if you are today, Benny Joe, I've got a stalker harassing me, so I'm only answering calls that I recognize the number from. As a Benny
Joe,
you're
complaining about stalkers. I wish I had a stalker. I could rub my 2 listeners together. You know how I do my radio show? I call up people individually and leave it on their voicemail. Okay.
Well, you know what, Hector? You have to promote it more and do more blasts because I'll listen in if I know when it's coming on and I'm at the computer. And you happen to know it's coming on, then it's, that's part of it.
You can even catch it on your smartphone. If anyone out there has a smartphone, just go to netwaveradio.com on your smartphone and press listen now. And you netwaveradio.com.
And is it archived so it stays up there?
Yeah, basically it's on demand right now. NetWave... this guy, Paul Sands, this guy, God love him, he started up NetWave Radio. It hasn't launched yet because he's getting licensing. I don't know what the hell he's doing. I think it was one bad Coke deal or something. But
and
anyway,
that's like it's a podcast, so you can also see you.
No, just hear me. You trust me.
Oh, just hear
month,
you?
Nobody
okay.
Wants to, yeah, nobody wants to see this, Nancy.
Too funny. It's great. Tonight, the Broadway Comedy Club. If you guys are in town, or George Bentinger, if some of your listeners are in New York, today at 4 p.m., just announced that he's doing the show there. You're going to love Hector Luis. George Bentinger, hang on. I'm going to play you for 34 seconds a George promo that he did for me. Here we go.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Kylie? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hello, to the amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
That was George Bentinger. He's a man
wow,
with a million
George,
voices.
George sounds like he needs medication.
I don't think so. I don't even think George drinks coffee. Love that promo, George Bentinger. George Bentinger. He's got a great show. He also has a lot of comedians on his show, too. A lot of he had Judy Tenuta on his show
recently.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Wow.
So he's,
see,
he's
I love
got a lot of
that could do voices. You know, I wish I could do voices. I do all my voices, and they all sound like Tommy Chong. I don't know what's wrong with me. But, this is, you know, I just love, that's a distinct talent that you're born with.
Oh, you could do voices. You just, when you do your characters in your family, you do your voices. That's
just out of years of anger and hatred, Nancy. Come on, that's different.
Anger. Fabulous, George Bentinger. Let me announce everybody's shows now. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters. Every day, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Also check out Betty Jo on Facebook and check out her blogs as well. Vicki Chats on Blog Talk Radio. Go follow Vicki Chats and you'll know when she's going to be on. George Bentinger, Hot Mix 106, all the alliteration. Hotmix106.com, the mom and pop shop. You can Facebook friend him and join his chat on Facebook, his ongoing chat. Who do we have? Quantum Energy Breakfast. Just, I don't know who you are. They're listening in the chat room. Hi, Quantum Energy. Did I miss anybody? I don't think so. The Uncle Steve Show, Steve Mendoza, when are you going to do your show, please? So, Hector, this is great that you've been producing for so many years. How do you go about producing? If someone wanted to produce, you just go to the clubs and you ask them?
Actually, that's basically what you got to do. It's a lot of hitting the pavement, a lot of phone calls, a lot of seeking out places, offering your services, asking 100 people so 2 can say yes, you know, that kind of thing. I got to ask, now, did you say some energy collective is listening?
Quantum Energy Breakfast. Do you know who that is?
Boxer was Energy Directive.
No, ask Breakfast. Quantum Energy Breakfast is listening. I don't know who they are. They're new.
Oh, maybe I should have hit the coffee maker before the bong this morning. you know, ask them if you've got gas. I don't know.
I don't know who it is.
He's dealing with energy. I don't know. But,
I don't know.
But yeah.
It's a quantum thing that he's dealing with, quantum energy. So he's dealing. Now, you grew up where? Queens, you said.
No, don't ever say that. I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. Still living in
Brooklyn.
When it acts like this, you think I came from Queens?
You know what? You think you have more of an accent than you think. I really don't. You're pretty good with your English.
Oh, you know what it is? I guess you have to pick me off. Because, you know, you know about the Puerto Rican thing. Like, a Puerto Rican person can, like, speak perfect English with perfect diction. And the minute you piss them off, Mira, let me tell you something, okay? You know, and that's what happens, you know. So it's like, when you piss me off, it's like, that's when I come out. And all of a sudden, it starts sounding like an episode of The Sopranos. It's horrible.
yeah, I can imagine that. It's true. I mean, we are allowed people. You can be in the same room, and it's like, hey, it's like, I'm right here.
And you know what I love? You're never really sure if we're happy or if we're just angry. That's quite, because it sounds the same.
It's true. It's true. But we are a party people.
Oh, yeah.
We are party people. And I was performing at Gotham recently, and I said I was Puerto Rican and Italian. And after the show, you cannot imagine how many half Puerto Ricans came up to me. And it was every time, I'm Puerto Rican and Greek. I'm Puerto Rican and Irish. I'm Puerto Rican. I was like, yeah, we are a loving people.
Yeah, no, that's it. Listen, my co-host, Johnny Zito, he's Puerto Rican Italian.
Yeah, well, it's the mix. It's the mix to have. What is it? Quantum Energy has a show, Energize. That's the name of it. Indigo Energy Sculptor. That's they're on Blog Talk Radio too. Wow, you have really reached the Bear Hogan is on now in the chat room. You don't have the chat room up, I assume, but welcome Bear Hogan. The chat room is people who tune in and comment during the show, and like Uncle Steve and George Bettinger and Betty Joe, but Bear Hogan. So, and Vicky Chats all the way from Greece. Can we call in? Bear Hogan, you have to tell me who you are to call in. Do I know you? They're in the chat room. I'm sorry, I'm talking to you at the same time, Hector. So if you'll tell me who you are first, are you trying to promote something? Let me know who you are first. What? No, they're saying, are you trying to promote something? I don't know what your answer is. No? Bear Hogan, tell me who you are. Do I know you? All right. Well, I don't really answer today. Not today. Maybe another time. I'm being stalked by somebody hostile, so I don't want to answer the phone unless I know you. You had a comedian on the line. They just want to answer a question? Wait, hold on, Steve. You want to ask a question? That's fine. All right, go ahead and call in. Let me know what number you're calling in. Just give me the last give me 3 digits or 4 digits that you're calling in from so I know. And you can ask. They want to ask you a question. Hector.
Awesome. You know, I just find it strange that you complain about stalkers, and I wish I had a stalker. You know, tell us talk about Radstar. Tell me, because I'll wind up stalking the stalker if you'd like.
Well, no, it's not that kind of stalker. It's someone who is mad because I won't have them on the show again and again and again. Not nobody you guys know. It's someone who's always hitting me up for free press, and I just said that they didn't even know I was a stand-up comedian.
Oh.
And I'm like, you didn't even read the bio and you want to be on the show? Oh, here we go, Steve. All right. Hopefully, Pishhead Barry? That's you. You better not be a pisher. Okay, let's see what the question is.
I'm not a fisher, I promise.
All right. Okay, what's your question, Hector? Pishhead Barry's off the line. What's your
question, Hector? My real name is Barry or Bear. I go by either one. I'm Cherokee Indian. I live here in Tennessee in the Cumberland Mountains, so I'm a redneck hillbilly. So, in all honesty, Hector, I had a question for you because I'm a musician, but I went into the Army and I got hurt, so I'm home. I'm kind of homebound now. So I know about a little bit about life on the road, but as far as being a comedian, I was just wanting to know what your thoughts were about, you know, and what your opinion is and what you think about, you know, what comedians have to go through, especially when they first start out and having to go on to the quote-unquote comedian club circuit and how hard that is.
Well, the only way I could equate it is imagine if you want to be a prostitute. You have to be a slut first, okay? You have to have sex with everybody for free. You have to go to all the whorehouses and perform for free. You have to sit around and hope that you might get a chance to go down on somebody just for 5 minutes.
Girl, that's fantastic, man. That's awesome.
And then one day somebody thinks you're good enough and they pay you. And then other people see that you're getting paid, and then they start paying you. And then next thing you know, if you're lucky, you have to go on a road trip to go down on somebody in some little town somewhere. Okay.
All right, man. That's unreal. I love that. I love
it. So, Barry, you're in Tennessee. So Facebook friend Hector Luis, Luis.
Okay. Yeah.
And you'll find out everything he's doing. And Hector will be glad to answer your questions on Facebook as well,
beautiful,
I'm sure.
Beautiful. All right.
Thank you for calling in there, man. Okay.
Last question.
God bless you for being one of our servicemen.
Thank you so much. Sorry about
your pain.
Thank you very much, man. Really.
Okay. Appreciate the kind words, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, hang in there, dude.
All right, bye-bye.
That was nice.
Yeah, that was really nice. And I'm sorry, Nancy, I didn't even ask. Can I talk about processes and going down on people on your show, or was it too late?
Well, it's done. Not usually. We don't have... I think we're pretty in the safe zone there. But, yeah, it is pretty much... I never thought of the analogy of being a prostitute performing for free. But that's it. Basically, you perform for free again and again and again. And then even I was doing a friend a favor and performing for an event they had, and they gave me the wrong date. And then they wanted me to do it the next night. And I said, tonight. And I said, no, I can't. I have another gig. They gave me the wrong date. And they booked me a month ago, and I turned down work. So I was like, who else? Oh, you got more people in the house. So look at that. Let's go over where you have people listening from. Tennessee, Pueblo, Colorado, South Florida, Quantum Energy Breakfast Drink. I don't know where you're from. Oh, Rachel Wilgorin's in the house. You got Rachel Wilgorin's listening from you from Ventura Communications. Cyanide from Amsterdam, Uncle Steve from Queens, and Vicky Chats from Greece. Quite the international entourage you have today.
Wow,
I hope everybody Facebooks you, and everybody Facebook Hector Luis, so you can, because Hector, I really do hope you get some great things going for yourself. You are such a, you put such positiveness out there, and I've seen you when comedians are terrible, and you go, that was interesting.
Well, come on, who wants to hear that thing, you know, that they didn't do so well? And, you know, I mean, every good comic starts out as a crappy comic, let's be honest. Okay.
Well, there are a lot of them out there at those open mics, I got to tell you. Some of them I'm watching like I'm watching a car burn.
Yeah, you know, I mean, sometimes it's like watching a nun getting raped, but, you know.
Oh, okay, all right, don't go there.
The show is rated everywhere. Okay, wait a minute. Waiting around to see if I'm going down for 5 minutes on somebody is okay. Raping a nun, I crossed the line. Okay, let me write this down.
You crossed the line there. Betty Joe's going to come across and smack you. Hey, listen, you've got to follow Betty Joe's at Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. because she gets, you know who she had on? One of our heroes, Rita Moreno.
Oh, wow.
She had Rita Moreno on the show, and that you can go back and listen to it in archives. That was phenomenal, and Rita was just so generous and talked about the movie industry. It was really a great episode, and those shows are archived, too. So, you are getting a lot of hits here. Sunrise Radio is in the house. Oh, my gosh. You have more radio shows listening to this radio show.
That's nice. That's cool. Listen, waving a hat to all the radio shows, man. That's it.
Yeah, let's talk about tonight, too, because you don't want to miss this. You want to make your reservations as soon as possible for Salsa and Soul Comedy, August 17th, tonight, 10 p.m. at the Broadway Comedy Club, 318 West 53rd Street between 8th and 9th. There's a two-drink minimum, but only a $5 cover with the flyer. So if you go to and Facebook them, you'll see the flyer, and you get yourself
a
bargain.
Actually, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. You don't even... If you have, you know, even if you don't have the flyer, mention Nancy's radio show. Mention Nancy Lombardo, and you know what? You're going to get in for free. How's that?
Wow. Steve Mendoza, you have no excuse. You go check out my friend, your new best friend that you're going to cook for.
Hey, you know what? If he's cooking for me, I'm paying for his drinks. Forget that.
He's a pretty good cook, too, I hear. Hey, what is your favorite Spanish dish?
My favorite Spanish dish? Unfortunately, I've been kind of like scared off of Spanish food by my doctor because, you know, Nancy, you know
how
healthy Spanish food is. You know?
Oh, my God, yes.
But whenever I feel like living dangerously, believe it or not, I love black beans, white rice, and fried pork chops. Keep it simple. Old school.
Old school. So just, really interesting. I love that banana with the chopped meat in it. Is that mofongo?
Oh, mofongo. Yeah.
Oh, that is two flavors that go well together. Hey, but what?
Yeah.
I've got a low-fat recipe I'll give you for that.
Oh, that's awesome. But let me tell you, if you like mofongo, I'm going to tell you of a nice place. The next time you're in Old San Juan, I was just there because I emcee this little dance festival every year. This year they were in PR. And in Old San Juan, there's this restaurant called Raices. And they'll put lobster in the middle of the mofongo. They'll put steak in your mofongo.
Oh, my God. You're making me hungry. Leslie, believe it or not, we're winding down here, the show. We're down to the last 4 minutes. How did that happen? Oh, the guy in Tennessee, Bear Hogan, he says, that is good stuff. My wife is a Spanish teacher.
Oh, wow. Well, tell your wife there, ¿dónde está la biblioteca?
No, I guess, ¿dónde está la baño? That's the most important thing you have to know when traveling anywhere Spanish.
Oh, I like to read.
You like to read. But this has been great. Tonight at the Broadway Comedy Club, and listen, I want to encourage you all right after this show ends in 3 minutes to go and Facebook him if you're in town. And Rachel Will Gorin, if you're not doing anything tonight, go to the club, introduce yourself. Rachel writes an article for Nearsay. She writes about events happening in New York City. Check out Hector Lee. Go check him out. He said if you just mention the radio show, you can get in free, that you listen to Comedy Concepts and you're a friend of Nancy Lombardo's. You can't beat that for something to do tonight. George Dettinger, 106 Hot Mix, today at 4 p.m. The Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook, Facebook friend. And Betty Jo Tucker, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Cy and I, you only listen to me when your boss is about to crack down on you. He's about to leave. He's in Amsterdam. Vicky Chass on Blog Talk Radio. Am I missing anything? Bear Hogan, thank you for being a soldier, and I'm sorry you got wounded and are a disability, but you don't give up your music dream, and you get out there and you play us some music, and you get anything going, and you want to send me an MP3, you do it, and I'll play it on the show. How's that?
Hey, that's right. Bear Hogan. Send it over to Rat Dog Radio. We'll play it for him, too. So
and at Rat Dog Radio, look at this. Already, you're going to be played on two different channels. Okay, Rachel Wilborn's looking for someone with an apartment to be a roommate to. So if anyone knows somebody renting in New York City who needs a roommate, Rachel's looking. Contact her on Facebook. Everybody, Bear Hogan, I hope you tune in again and follow me on BTR Radio. And thank you for joining the chat room. Hector, it's been terrific. Tonight, the Broadway Comedy Club and all over the New York area. You check out my friend, Hector Luis, because he's one funny, good-hearted guy, and we're going to be seeing great things about Hector. Hector, I swear, if I get anything, I swear, you are going to be on it, because you have a great look and a great heart on top of it. So I've got to find something special to play us play us out with. I got to find something Spanish here. What I got to find here? Let me find, let's see. Oh, 90 seconds. All right, I'm going to play us out on my Spanish grandmother. Thank you, Hector, for joining the show. Everybody,
thank
stay
you,
super
man.
Friendly.
Love you, Mom.
Okay, bye-bye.
When I was a little girl, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman, all dressed in black. Her hair, always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, Tu esposo está aquí. She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. Ayúdame, ayúdame. The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 boom. Land at the woman's feet. She'd go, ah! The woman at the top of the stairs would go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child.
Yeah! That was Steve Mendoza as our special guest. He really is a nice guy.
Yeah!
Go check out Facebook friend him. Everybody become Facebook friends who is listening today. Go become Facebook friends. Thank you all for listening in. Everybody listen to each other's shows. Love you all. Much love out there. And
that's all, folks.
I guess that says it all. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.